Welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. I'm joined today by my brother, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
And Michael Johnson.
I am your podcast brother.
Yes. We're like the Ramones. You're an honorary, but you're Michael Papagiorgio today.
Michael Papagiorgio.
We came into this with no prep, and we don't need it because...
Oh, yeah.
Raw dogging, because just coming up to your place... Michael, you're in the Mosaic District,
right,
of Northern Virginia. That makes it sound like it's cool and happening.
And it kind of is. The women here are pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Look, is there good puss? Yeah, there's good puss. If that's the determining factor of if something is like culturally significant, then Mosaic is on the map by virtue of the puss.
Right.
But let's be real. It's a mixed use kind of,
I was going to say, like, for people outside this area listening, it's the same as any other mixed retail. Is that the term?
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. Mixed space.
Right. It's like, you have a grocery store, apartments, restaurants, all
yeah,
in one.
It's yes. Like when they dump tires in the ocean to make like an artificial reef, you know, like, yeah, fish are here, but this isn't organic.
That's what I was looking for when I was searching apartments.
Where's my tire pile?
Where's the artificial tire reef?
Just tearing up and down your street are...
Yeah. Motorcycles,
shitheads in loud motorcycles, loud cars, revving them, like gunning it. You have like little blocks, again, fake blocks. I don't want to act
right.
150 years ago, Jewish immigrants were walking these streets and selling apples and shit. You know, like
the cobblestones. Right,
yeah, exactly. Like this thing was built fucking 2015. But you have stop signs at the end of every block.
Right.
And I've seen these dunces just gun it for like the 100 yards and then smash their brakes.
I do feel like this is a problem in a lot of places. Oh. I have a friend in Frederick, Maryland right now that's having, he lives downtown.
The white trash capital of the world.
You've got a friend on this fucking couch who has
that?
The same problem.
You
my,
do?
Dude, where I live with my girl, it's just assholes on fucking, what am I on? Duke or Van Dorn?
You're okay. Off of Little River Turnpike.
Yeah,
so
all
the,
three
the
of
noise
them.
You're getting is probably from 236.
No, I mean, whatever the fuck road is right behind us with the Home Depot, pick it. I guess that's
I think like the noise you're hearing is Little River.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's just a fucking generation of tards raised on Fast and Furious. That's all I think it is. And
What's the pie percentage that you could give to Fast and the Furious with all of this?
It would just be like a solid circle rolled on the back of Vin Diesel's bald.
I mean,
head.
I know, like, a lot of these.
Like
a lot of
Libyan
these,
flag.
A lot of these are rich kids with like some super souped up like sports cars, and then some are like delivery drivers.
But who, like, I thought modding cars was kind of like a 90s thing with like Civics and shit.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
like who the fuck gets an Audi and then like cuts that up,
right? Oh, well, I mean, it does. What? I have seen some souped up like,
no,
Civics,
me too, and like, yeah, BMWs, it's
everything,
like,
yeah, old Beamers and shit. And
if it's old, that's one thing, but like, I mean, to just give your car instantly like zero resale value because you customized it to the way you want it.
Okay, this is me deliberately sounding old as fuck, and I don't care. When the shit did we as a society just become okay? And I know the answer is like post-COVID, but I'm going to say this, like, ask it rhetorically. When did we just become okay with assholes driving like absolute fucking maniacs all over the highway, zipping in and out of traffic? And there's like, don't get me wrong, don't really like cops. Like, don't have a thin blue line.
There was
on my car. But when did they not pull over people anymore? When I was a kid,
they did pull some funding for police somewhere around in the middle of COVID. I can't remember what happened.
I do, because I have to drive for work all the time. So I never stopped working during COVID. So if you were on the road like April 2020, I have videos on my phone. I could probably pull up because I remember texting the girls, like. You would be on 66 or the Beltway in rush hour. There'd be four other cars, and most people would be driving relatively normally. And then some asshole is just doing like 150.
Right. Yeah. I found that on 50, like when I was living in Lake Barcroft.
Mm-hmm.
That stretch between, what was that, 50? Yeah. That was just taking 50. What was that, 29?
Like in Falls Church?
Annandale to City of Fairfax, where I work.
That's also 230. Yeah. It's the same thing he lives off of. He's just further east.
Yeah, but it was just that stretch, and it was the Autobahn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolute fucking maniacs doing 40, 50 over, and not enough of them are dying. Like, not enough of them are dying. Not enough are getting pulled over and Rodney Kinged, and I'm not using that racially. Like, I want them beating white kids and Latino kids.
You're talking
kids.
About just the way Rodney King was beat.
Yes, after speeding like a fucking maniac. Yeah,
is that why he got pulled over initially?
Yes, it was not purely a racial profiling thing.
I was too young to remember.
He was speeding like an absolute jackass, and they pulled him over, and then went far.
Gave him
say.
The old wood shampoo.
Yeah, like, you know. Seeded all of the goodwill they would have had in a situation.
Wasn't there talk that he was possibly on PCP?
Yeah. I had heard that too. Now, being older, I don't know if that's just white people saying, like, this is why he had it coming. But I do know he was speeding like a motherfucker.
It's
Michael,
like,
is there a way to kill this lighter?
Oh, you want to turn it off?
If
yeah,
I can.
Yeah,
I
go ahead.
Where's the switch?
Oh.
I know I asked you right now, like, is there a switch to a light? I wanted you to be like, no.
Smash
actually.
The bulb.
It is a concealed. Ah, there we go. Ah, perfect. All right. That thing was just, I felt like I was getting interrogated, honestly. Sure, yeah. That thing was right in my face. But I hear these cars all the time, and it's tied up in this, like, a youth culture and a masculinity thing. And it's just one of those things that, like, no, it's like the dudes that get super ripped. And it's like, bro, you know, so girls will dig me. It's like, literally no woman gives a shit if you're that jacked. Similarly, like, no woman gives a fuck your car is fast. Like, other dudes.
I thought women do like a fast kind of, they like a sporty car.
Are you trying to fuck like a 14-year-old Puerto Rican? Like, what?
No, I think only if it kind of displays wealth. So, again, it's like if
you
have
that
power,
is a wealth marker.
If you have some shitty, souped up, like, 95 Civic.
You should, if you have a chance to watch the guys that do get out of their cars around here, most of them are just straight tool sheds.
Of course.
Yeah. To be driving like that. It just screams, look at me.
Yeah. I've seen dudes, like, they're not even driving through, Michael. They do laps around your building.
There's an air of, like, daddy's wealth.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They're not even, they don't even have the decency to be, like, self-made drug dealers.
They don't even have the decency to be self-made drug dealers.
No, it's just daddy's money.
Right.
And I can't.
If they were drug dealers, I'd have a little bit more respect for them.
Of course.
But drug dealers don't draw attention to themselves. Right. Like, the real Rick Ross, not the rapper, Freeway Rick Ross, used to drive around in a hearse because everyone looks away when they see a hearse. So if he was like moving coke, it's like cops, no one looks at you because they look at you like, oh, it's a hearse. And they just look straight ahead.
That's so genius.
Yeah, but eventually they'd be like, hey, this bald dude, like, how many fucking corpses has he buried in the last 64 hours? Like,
well, it is Crenshaw.
Yeah, that's true. Terrible thing about it.
So you were mentioning the people doing laps. It's like you're in these, like, there we go.
Yeah.
Hopefully the mics pick
the
that up.
The mics are not picking that up because we got SM58s, not SM7s.
But you're in these unique cars. They're not stock cars. So if you're doing laps around a block when you don't need to because you're not looking for parking, it's very evident you're doing it for attention.
Yeah, and I think, like, in their head, they believe some woman is going to see this car and just be like, oh, please whip back around because I'll be whipping them shits out.
Well, you know what's funny is I've seen some of them, like, make a big production, like, driving in. And then the girls that do get out have, was it, hijabs on?
Oh, hijab, oh, yeah.
Hijab,
yeah. Hijabs.
Hijab. What's hijab is the name of the guy driving.
Hijab.
Hijab.
Yeah.
Hijabs on, which was, I've seen that a few times, which is kind of like, huh, okay.
It's also the same culture where it's like, okay, women have to go to the beach in a burkini where only the goddamn eyes are exposed, yet men walk around in fucking thongs.
Yeah, exactly. While some fucking Christian hooker pisses on him for a grand. I just, like, I get so excited when I see them. And again, it doesn't happen enough, like, totaled on the side of 66. But then I'm livid because I've been in that traffic jam. And, like, one of them getting injured or dying and maybe learning a lesson isn't worth the delay in my life.
No, I mean, it's... I do think maybe it's time for a few of them to start dying.
A lot. I mean, like, again, I am more on the ACAB side of things than the Thin Blue Line sticker. But if you told me when it came to people racing and speeding loudly, like, look, we're going to take like 10 cops and make them like Judge Dredd. Like, I am the law. And just like they get to pull you over and shoot you on the side of the road right there. Like, I mean, I'd be all for it. It cross-party support. Like, why isn't one party running with this?
I don't know.
Like, if Donald Trump...
I mean, they did pass a law with certain octaves that your exhaust...
Is it enforced at all?
No, it's not.
Like, look, I fucking hate Donald Trump. If this motherfucker was like, if your car is this much louder 10 years, yeah. I'd fucking vote for him. I'm at that point. Fucking do it. This is the issue of my life. These loud assholes. And I can't.
I mean, it happens at the intersection where I work too.
But
I mean,
it happens everywhere. Yeah. It fucking happens everywhere. Unless it's like a neighborhood cul-de-sac. Like where my mom lives. It fucking happens everywhere.
No, she even has those assholes on the corner that will like rev an engine because the car's up on blocks in the driveway.
Yes.
Like, I hate where I live, but at least I don't get that.
Like, I don't...
I'm in a courtyard.
It is this weird homoerotic but homo for cars thing. Like, do you want to fuck the muffler while it's vibrating?
So what can we do?
I mean, I'm amazed they don't put speed bumps in here also because you have pedestrians walking around like goddamn 28 days
that,
later.
I'm
amazed no one's gotten killed.
I don't think it matters. They're literally going block to block. They will go 0 to 40 to 0.
But that's what
for every stop sign.
Michael was talking about. I mean, aren't there supposed to be like goddamn decibel limits on these things? Like, how do these cars pass inspection?
Right.
I don't think they get revved for the inspection. I don't fucking know.
Then check for it. It's like window tint. I mean,
I
don't like cops because they don't do the things you want them to do.
Dude, they
if
don't
the
do
cops
shit.
Were just out there in every 5 feet, I saw one of these assholes pulled over, I'd be all in. I'd be right wing as fuck. I'd be all in.
I think something's gonna happen. You know, something's gonna have to happen. That is
that is the real culture war to me. The fucking loud car motherfuckers versus the people that understand it's a fucking conveyance, and the rest of your life is what matters.
Right.
No, I was going to say, I mean, you're talking about with cops. Like, before I went to your place in Alexandria earlier today, it's like, I was at a four-way stop in Del Rey, and this piece of garbage woman from Maryland, like, was about to blow through the four-way stop sign.
Yeah.
And then noticed it was there, and kind of, sort of slowed down, looked over and saw me, and then just proceeded to go through without, even though I was there first, like, without getting close to stopping.
Yes.
And it's like, you don't see the cops pull over people like that.
It doesn't happen anymore. Like, fucking 10 years ago, you lived in fear of speeding. And God forbid, I got a ticket back in 22 because at 4:30 p.m., in this one little slot on Route 50 where it dips from 50 to 35 and back up to 50. They cost me, they got me doing 51. Way to get me, people.
Right.
Way to make the streets safer with that one, you pieces of shit.
Dude, I got fucking, I think, 3 tickets in the past couple of years. Like,
yeah.
My insurance is over $2,000 a year now.
Yeah, exactly. And what do they pop you for? Fucking like...
5 over.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. Suck a cock. Suck a fucking cock. Every last one of you. Like, there are people treating, like you said, the $4.95 like it's the loop on a mag train.
Right.
From Tokyo to fucking Nagasaki. Just like 500 kilometers an hour. Like fucking...
And that is definitely like a post-COVID thing.
It is. It is.
There were fewer cops on the road when the courts were shut down during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because they just weren't doing traffic court anymore.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, ever since, I mean, thankfully, it's like, there's just fewer cops on the road, but then you get this shit.
Yeah. And it's like, is it worth the price to pay my own smiting to smite my enemy?
Well, no, this is the part in the movie when we take the law into our own hands.
Okay. Let's do it.
We caught and yeah, my best
American way with guns, right?
Yeah, yeah. Tiptoeing my best ideas are water balloons and rocks.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of want to just start like dumping caltrops, like old medieval, the spiky things.
You know what? I have thought about that when I've walked the dogs.
You could just put like a big rock in the middle of that road, see what happens.
Yeah,
they'll fuck up someone's tire.
That'd be great. Maybe you just get that strip that the cops can pull across the highway.
When someone's stolen a car.
Yeah, yeah.
What are those called?
Rip out their tires. I don't know. I call it the ouchie
Rumble strip. Strips? No. I forget what the hell
they're called. Something strip. Yeah. It just blows out
the
their tires.
The day ruiner.
It's like it instantly just goes down to the rims.
Yeah, all four tires are just
Can you get those off of Amazon?
I mean, I could probably 3D print them. Some...
Or just steal that strip from like a rent-a-car lot where it says do not reverse.
Yeah. Maybe we can go to good old Sunny Surplus. We'll get a time machine and go to that. Good old Northern Virginia DMV institution. No longer.
That place is closed, yeah.
Sunny's fucking Surplus. God damn. I remember buying my paratrooper boots.
Are you talking about the Army Surplus store? That's not there anymore?
No, Sonny's isn't anymore. My dad used to bring us some weird shit from there. But when I was a teen metalhead, I didn't get Doc Martens. I got literal fucking leftover Vietnam paratroopers boots. I loved those goddamn things. Ugh. Yeah, man. I cannot with it. I can't. Like, you know the other thing? Like, it's this like jazzy. Have you seen this? This little... jazzy improvisational thing where one of them is zipping through traffic and then another one sees it and they start,
of course,
like, racing.
Right.
It looks like two rabbits trying to fuck each other.
Oh, like, Spike Strip.
Spike Strip, yeah. It's not a brilliant name.
I know. Wait, who? What are you talking about?
Like when one guy's, and I do it because I mean, I'll drive like an asshole too. It's like, it's contagious when someone sees you driving like an asshole.
It's like
then
the wave.
It's like you've given them permission to like, oh, I can drive like an asshole too.
But like they'll be driving.
And then you're
like
racing.
Bumper to fucking bumper. 100 something miles an hour. And it's just like, have these people never seen people die? I don't get it. Are they so brain damaged from like the COVID trauma? Because no one's using that language, but that's all that happened. We all got fucked up by COVID, and those of us that did therapy, it's like, yeah, you talked about it. And those of us that didn't, like, you're just, a lot of people are still stewing in that shit, and they have like no impulse control now because they're just that fucked up from
it. I mean, we're like a scarred generation. That's why people act like fucking Animala now,
but... yes, fucking absolute pieces of shit, man.
I'm seeing 40/50 pieces anti-theft vehicle auto nail spikes.
Okay.
On eBay.
Auto nail spikes.
And then there are some other kind of spikes that are, they say like they're anti-theft.
But is that something you like put in the car when it's in park?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Do we just preemptively put this on cars we hate?
This looks like a douchey
car. Yeah, pretty much.
Literally every Cybertruck. How many of those have you seen on the road? Oh, a lot.
The only
and it's only one color. It's always that fucking gray. At least that's all I've seen.
I mean, people will pay on top of the obscene amount they already paid for it to then do like a custom paint job as well.
What's this?
Or the Tesla Cybertruck.
Tesla Cybertruck. Oh, ugliest goddamn vehicle on the road.
The ones that look like they're out of a PlayStation.
Roblox or some shit. Yeah.
It looks like the simple kid in your class drew a truck. You know, like, you're like, why doesn't the cab go up? Bah, wedge and wheel. Okay, Steve. You know, fucking hell.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I think...
Yeah, it looks like it's from fucking Star Fox or something.
Yes, exactly. when there were 8 polygons allowed on screen at any one time.
You know what you need, though, is, like, you need that sort of, do you remember the end of Roadhouse?
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal one? Or the...
What? Oh, no, I haven't sat through that.
The original one where,
I haven't seen either.
They finally kill, what's his face?
Ben Gazzara.
And, everybody that's there is like, I didn't see that.
I didn't see shit. Yeah.
That's the attitude you need. You need like a small uprising in this community where people are going to like look out for these exhaust vigilantes.
That's like the same as Training Day. Where like, they all turn on Denzel.
Yeah, just like...
And he thinks they're going to turn on Ethan Hawke because he's white and they're all black. It goes the other way.
That would be fucking fantastic. No one would stick up for them, right? Like, no, I know one,
only other people who do it.
I know one car obsessed person, like, who's even loosely in my life, and it's like my girl's, I guess you would call it, like, nephew, not a nephew by blood, and I'm a piece of shit, so I'm like, he's not a real nephew, but she's like, my brother helped raise him, so that's right. The kid.
He's car obsessed how?
He's like 20-ish. He has purchased, I cannot tell you. I mean, this is everything you need to know. First of all, no offense, the kid's something of a moron. Like, and by something, I mean he is.
Right.
Like, kind of personable, but dumb.
Right.
Like, and...
Does he live in Florida?
Yeah.
Okay.
Born and raised in Florida. Also, I farted in the mic, but it didn't pick up. But the fart is now trapped in the wind sock, so I'm smelling it.
Yeah, you just brought it up to your face.
So it's just like an ice cream cone of feces. He spent some time with his, I think, biological dad down south. So he's picked up some real Trumpy beliefs, but he makes no money of his own. So my girl every so often kicks him some coin, which he then spends on like cars from like the late 80s, early 90s, like Camaros and
shit
like
that. How much does she kick over to him?
I was about to ask the same thing.
Like a couple grand here and there.
What?
What's here and there?
Maybe like once or twice a year or something. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, I fucking... Will and I, we are generous to a fault with our mom because she's like poor and also stupid and broke. And she's our fucking mom. So right. Better or worse, like, we feel we owe her one. But, yeah. Like, this cretin who uses the money to buy, not, like, I don't know, a 2005 fucking Camry. Or, so, you know, something that's going to outlast us all. But instead buys these fucking muscle cars that are on death's door already.
What, just because he's gonna like, rehab them?
Yeah, and then can't, because he's a fucking moron. And then is bitching about socialism the whole time, too. Like, as he buys these cars with not his money. That is my contact with this world, and that is how I imagine every one of these motherfuckers. Just brain dead, spending money they ain't got.
Oh, I mean, I've seen them, like, they're a lot of them are super young, like between I'd say 16 and 20.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 This is a young man's thing. Like, I will occasionally. I remember like a 40 something black dude I saw doing this the other day. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, you and I both got gray facial hair. Like, what the fuck are you doing here?
What was he doing?
It was some like driving like a jackass, and I think we pulled up to each other.
Was he wearing a sports jersey?
I don't remember that part. No, but like, I get it. Like, as a young man's game, sure. Even then, I never gave a fuck about cars. Like, when I finally got a car, it was just like, this can take me to where I do drugs and where I can have a cigarette in peace, or a gas station where I can buy pornography, because that's how old I am. That's what the car represented. You were just a
teenager addicted to his vices.
Yeah, exactly. But the car wasn't my vice. I didn't give a shit about the car as long as it ran.
I get it if you have some like fucking green Lambo like Conor McGregor. Like, that to me is like a beautiful car, but these pieces of shit we can hear right now, these are not that.
No.
Not even close. These are not like $250,000 vehicles.
This is just shit sold to idiots so they can think they're in that world. Much like the idiots who have like $40,000 and then the Dems are like, we're going to tax people with $500,000 or more. And they're like, ah! They're coming for all of us! It's like, shut the fuck up. Goddamn dummy.
I want to do something.
Yeah, it's called fill a balloon with all three of our piss. All
right.
Okay. We can end the show right there.
Let me see like what your view is. Cause, oh, yeah, God, you're definitely close enough where you could target vehicles.
Yes. I just have to figure out how to, like, get a balloon lip around your dick.
I mean, God, if you're on the second floor, though, how bad is it on the fucking ground floor? Jesus, you're going to feel that.
Actually, there's no ground floor. This is, like...
Oh, like, mixed use, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So the ground floor is, like, the gym and all that shit?
Basically. Well, no, it's more of, like, mailboxes. And
okay, gotcha.
Shit.
Yeah. This sounds like we're in the stands of the Indy 500 right now. Like, this is not something where I came here at a scheduled time and then we were going to do this bit.
Right.
No, I just have been living with, like, legit rage that I have felt for the last ever since. I mean, before I moved out of Mom's, I noticed these people on the road, but it wasn't until I lived in Arlington, closer to like a highway where people drive, that I was like, what the fuck? Why am I hearing this all the time? And now where I'm with Kelly in like a much more hood area, I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Mm-hmm.
This is just it. This is all our country does now.
It's funny, like, it's people's sensibilities are different, because you're talking about that. Like, I hear the dumbass upstairs thudding around. I was like, that's what drives me nuts.
I don't give a shit. People gotta walk.
No, they don't. Fuck them.
We don't have hover chairs.
Glide.
Like Mojo.
Oh, fuck you.
From the fucking comics. Yeah.
How dare you walk them up my head?
Yeah, that I don't care about. We don't have Thunderdome where people can, like, pull on their belt and jump across their goddamn
fucking room. Segway across your apartment, motherfucker.
Yeah, Will fucking hates anyone above him walking and having to hear it at all. And I get it. That would get
goddamn nuts.
Get old to me, but like the occasional.
Well, you have it in your place too.
What? Like, you notice it more than I do, and you don't live there.
I know.
Like, you were just had this weird fucking sensitivity to it, which,
well, because you feel it. Like, to get into the physics of it, there's airborne noise and there's impact noise. Airborne noise is like the assholes revving the engine and the sound waves just pass through the air.
These are just motherfuckers walking. This isn't like masonry work is getting done a floor above you.
I mean, I've had that too.
I've had it too. I mean, like, I was very grateful that I, by the time I was living in my own digs in Arlington, I was very busy with my lock job because, yeah, they were doing work at various points on my old ass building. And, like, had I stayed there, I would have been losing my shit.
Like, in the unit above you or in the hallway or what?
Both, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Like, they're rehabbing fucking balconies, maybe? I don't know. But
so you just hear, like, hammering. And
it was loud as balls. Yeah. I was like, God, if I worked from home, this would be untenable.
Yeah.
Right.
No, I've had to deal with that shit, too. It's fucking awful.
Well, I feel like I've taken my emotional jizzing of the night. Anything else we got to talk about? Michael, what's going on with you, buddy?
What is going on with me? Just the summer and, like, juggling work and kids, and just not, just nothing really interesting.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had more.
More kids?
No, I wish I had like more to report on. I mean, I guess. Stuff has been happening. I guess.
Is there a closet full of piss balloons?
I wish there was a closet full of piss balloons.
Cut to us drinking them all.
I got into a spat with. I think I texted you and Eva on our thread. The girl that I've been kind of seeing here and there.
A little bit. You mentioned it. What happened?
So I got a couch in my room that my brother gave me. I was going to probably replace the one that you're all sitting on with it.
I hope you heave this out the window and on one of those fucking cars. I know.
So the other night we're doing like little sexy talk. And
in person or over the phone?
Over the phone. Okay. Through text.
Like in a high voice? Is that what made it little?
Little sexy tongue.
Small font.
You know, I'm like, all right, well, I might as well, you know, pleasure myself and go to bed. And
during or after?
During... masturbate before I sleep or while I'm sleeping?
God, that saves so much time. Like during the sexy talk, like, were you like, this has me so fucking worked up, bitch?
Let me ask you this, because like this is kind of gets
you can
to,
you can talk to me because I am the how, king how of, me,
you know what I realized too, and this is more like before I get married, so maybe like 15 years ago or so.
Yeah.
But it would be like either I'd smoke a little pot and I'd be like, all right, I guess I might as well jerk off. And then it would be right as I got into that is when I would have the idea to text a girl that I kind of like.
Yeah.
And... they had no idea. They just think that you're like, oh, he's texting me. Like, and then it's like, as soon as you're done, it's like.
You throw the phone off of Everest. Yeah, just, dude.
I've got myself in that. Like, there were times where I'd be like, you need to, like, put your, like, phone away if you're going to do this. Because all you're doing right now is getting yourself, like, you know, a lot of times it'd be like girls that I, you know, we'd either like broken up or I wasn't all that interested.
Yeah,
in.
Like you are literally like, I fucking miss you so much. I want you back. And really? And then you just nut. And you're like, ah, what did I do?
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, that, yeah, this will never work.
Yeah. You're like, I've suddenly come upon much clarity in the last 5 seconds.
So it was that situation the other night. And, so I texted her and I was like,
I'm just amazed that you were like worked up by talking to a woman, because anytime I'm so ADHD that I'm like only super turned on by like anyone I'm not with at the moment. Like I could be thinking about a broad and be like, God, I want to fuck the shit out of her. She's the best. And the instant she's actually like in my sphere, it's just my brain like forces me to go to another woman. And I'm like, who's this bitch? I was thinking of this other bitch. That's the hot one. That's the one I want. Like, I cannot win.
You're,
I think everyone's brain's wired like that.
It's, yeah. It's just called it's being just a
the
dude.
Grass.
Yeah.
No, the grass is always greener.
Yeah. It's like, fucking, I cannot. It's,
we got to keep you motivated. It's
dude,
like your
it's
body.
Terrible. Like, I've been in a relationship a year and a half. I don't know how to handle it. Like, right now, I'm just like almost asexual. Like, I'm not even jerking off. Like, I just play my Switch.
So she has texted me several times.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I mean, it's not like, hey, how you doing? It's like, it'd be like, I'm thinking about you right now. And I'm like, oh, I, you know.
And then she'll send a picture of a deuce.
Of a deuce?
Yeah.
Like she's
like, look
shit
between my legs. She sends a picture.
Like Costanza in a shallow hell. Looks like Klinger from MASH.
So, like, I was like, well, if she can do it, then I can do it. So I, like, we had been talking on the phone.
Was it a more... Was it explicit, like, thinking of you, and it's like an areola comes in on your phone?
I should say that we had talked on the phone for a few minutes, and I was like, I'm tired, I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was like 10, 15 minutes later, I was like, oh, by the way, I got a new couch. I want you to, like, ride me on it, or you got to break it in, or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And she was like, you got a new couch? And I was like, yes, you know, and then I happened like,
that's
to say,
the part of the statement I want you to build on.
And
have you guys already been together or no?
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Several times. And somewhere in the exchange, I was like, yeah, it's my brother's couch. I just brought it down. He's moving from his place in Pennsylvania, and she's like, ew. And I'm like, what? And, you know, I'm also multitasking at this point.
Yeah.
And then she gets hung up on the fact that, like,
it's not a new couch.
Yeah, that it's my brother's couch.
It's a little weird.
You made it. She's like, you fucking ruined it.
And well, it also means your brother's loads are probably on it. Yeah. He won't tell you that.
I was like, this is like a month old, though. Like, he like just got the couch and then realized it's actually his.
He's probably got a load on it, and that's why he's giving it to you.
It's his work apartment.
But it does
moving
smell like
back
his
to Florida.
Children.
Huh?
But it does smell like his children.
I can understand where, like, me even, like, bringing up my brother's couch. Okay, I get it. But she got so hung up on to the point where she got, like, mad about it.
No, she's totally out of line. Who gives a shit? It's
and
a
then,
couch.
Then the, what
anything
happened?
Men own is filthy. I'm kind of with the girl. Like, when you all came over to my place, were you on the left and Kelly was in the middle?
I guess.
I think... Like Kelly was sitting between us.
Yeah.
So she was in the safest spot. I was in the worst. I've only been blown where you were sitting, so you're all right. I don't jerk off on that side.
You fucking pound it in front of that TV? You just fling your porn to it?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
What, you think I watch TV?
I mean, dude, yeah.
I don't have cable.
I've been living with a girl for 6 months now. I'm literally like, have to poop, bye. Yeah. Fucking, I can't even jerk off while I'm like, girl's awake and in the house.
Right. Well, you should have sex. It's the point of a relationship.
God, sex with someone you've been dating a while? Fuck.
Yeah. And you live with.
Yeah. Ugh, miserable.
Yep, it turns into a reverse cowgirl so you can both pretend the other person is someone else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I don't know. It's...
I did it for many years. It is awful.
Yeah.
I did it with two kids on the same goddamn floor.
I mean, that's extra terrible. No, I mean, it's weird, man, being with someone you genuinely like, but...
I wouldn't know about that.
Yeah, no, no, no. My girl's amazing, but, like, God.
I didn't have that problem.
Do you not care to do much humping? Is this what it is? Just loud cars and anyone you stick with, you don't want to fuck them much anymore? God.
Pretty much.
Life is just terrible. And then your dreams die. And fucking I was telling Will, I certainly haven't told the listening public this, but fuck it, what do I care? Like a few months ago, my girl out of nowhere was like pregnant and then not pregnant and not like stairs weren't involved. So don't be calling anyone.
The old Jan Michael Vincent.
Good old Airwolf. But like that incident, just her, because we had just moved in at that point. And then she's also like, I am pregnant. Like I was telling you guys before the show, I felt worse, and not from the dying, which you thought would have made me happy, given how bad I felt from the pregnancy. But no, that didn't alleviate my mood much. I felt so bad with the very unexpected pregnancy, like because I had done so much therapy, I guess. So now I feel feelings again and things like that. Like when our dad died, I'm not saying it was good. God knows it added to the already deep fucking garbage pit of depression. But, like, I guess I was already not in the best space. So, like, I wasn't feeling things. I just got that much number. But...
No, me too. Like, thankfully, I was on drugs and... Like,
yeah, legal, yeah. And illegal. I was just depressed as shit even before it happened, I think. So, like, when it happened, I was just like, oh... It, especially watching our grandma die, like, less than a year later. Like, and then our mom broke down when it happened. I was the entire time like, this isn't my dad dying. Like, I was not fazed by it. But, like, once you're actually feeling shit, like, bad feelings are horrific. Like, depression is gut-wrenching. To go from an actual, like, neutral or, dare I say, something of a high down to that. And, like, her getting pregnant, it's, like, in real time, I was just like, I'm fucked. I'm fucked. That is it. Every fucking dream is over. Like, I am just working to pay for a kid now. And I have not, I did a show last night, like, that I got invited to, an improv thing that Will watched. That is really, like, the first comedy thing I have done. Other than the pod we did together maybe, like, 2 weeks ago, since that went down. Like, back in March, I think. I've done another podcast or two with Molly.
But, I mean, she's not pregnant.
She's not. No, the baby, thank Christ, is very dead. Very dead. Baby, like, just a blood clot of shit.
How sure are you she's not gonna hear this?
She can hear it for all I care. I love her madly, but I can bitch about the shitty things, and I am still so, like, fucking ambivalent about kids, you know. Like, it's that thing where I keep telling myself, if my life were together, if I were in a place I was happy about, I wouldn't mind them.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you depressed that she got pregnant, or are you depressed that she's not pregnant?
No, very much the first thing. Like, that she was pregnant.
But then, like, it resolved itself.
It did. Thank God.
So what do you think, what was the residue, or what was the...
Uterine lining? I don't know.
No, I mean, like, what was the... because didn't you say you weren't right after that either, though?
I mean, I was, the first week when she was pregnant, like, I was catatonic. Like, I have never been out of it like that in my life. Like, I remember working maybe a day or two afterward, and just every 5 minutes, I would have, like, a crippling, splitting headache. Like, they must have thought I was on fuck knows what PCP or something, or, like, was nursing the mother of all hangovers at this bank. 'Cause, like, like, when I was done with the job, I was down on H Street in Northeast, fucking shitty-ass neighborhood, and I just, like, paid the meter extra and slept in the car because I was like, I can't function right now.
So you did, like, fight or flight or freeze.
Yeah, or shit your pants and pray for miscarriage. Right. Or, yeah, like, I was not fucking functional. Like, and it was not me putting on a show just to be like, see how you ruined. I was just like, oh my God, it's done.
How can you say you're ambivalent about having kids? That's your response. Like, that's how I would react, but I'm very vocal about not wanting to be a father.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's another thing I've never announced on this show. The therapist that I had and no longer have, but wound up fucking. And she acted like this would be a very casual thing, but then was, like, really drunk and riding me at 5 a.m. and then rolled over and was like, we could never be together. I'm like, okay, I thought this was supposed to be easy breezy, but sure. Let's hear why we wouldn't work as a couple, my former therapist.
Right.
She's like, because you want kids and I can't give you kids. And I was... So for what it's worth, a therapist that threw out her oath to suck my cock drunkenly slurred that deep down I want kids. So I'll throw that in the mix. For what it's worth.
I mean, you had said it to her at some point, or she's pulled out of her drunken ass?
Maybe A, maybe B. I mean, for all of her can't impugn her banging, she was a good lay. And her therapy was top-notch, too. Gotta say, like, was sad that she pulled that trick, even if I got some pussy in a great story.
Yeah, she let you fucking blow a load inside of her. Sounds like a pretty goddamn good therapist to me, too.
She's a trick.
What's her number?
I did kind of want to set up Michael with her.
She take insurance?
She does. That would be the best. Is there any better scenario than, like, she just puts on that white noise machine outside the office? You show up. She's got, like, the hair in a bun, the glasses, like, a little fucking outfit on. And then you just bang her for an hour and pay her in insurance money.
Care first pays.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fucking, I'm plumping like a 7-Eleven dog just talking about it. So I just say all that because, Will, I think part of my reaction was I hadn't even moved in fully with my girl yet. Like, I was still under the stress of a move and living with someone for the first time. And then it's like, hey, by the way, you're also going to be a dad. My brain was just like, nope. Like, that is the line in the fucking sand. Like, if she were even pregnant now, God, I hope not. But if she were even pregnant now, I think I could handle it a lot fucking better. You know, like, at this point, I've been living with her, like, 5 months or some shit. I'm settled in. This is my house. Like, but I'm just saying, Michael and I had been hitting up open mics. We'd been doing stand-up, which every improviser always acts like it's fucking Everest. And we somehow had a bit of a head of steam going, and I was doing mics. And that happened. I have not fucking put, like, pen to paper since. Mm-hmm. Like, I have just been glued to the couch playing my goddamn Nintendo Switch.
It sounds like shame.
Really? I mean, always, but why specifically?
I don't know. That just, it sounds like, I don't identify with exactly what happened, but I know the kind of the response that you're talking about, where it's like, you were like pursuing something that you really loved and enjoyed, and then something traumatic happened to, it threw you off your sort of, base to the point where it took joy from you.
Yeah, I mean,
you've been sentenced to not even be allowed to act in partake in your life how you would want to.
Yeah,
live
and I think the big thing, what I've struggled with in this relationship, and the alternative, by the way, I'll just say this, is dating someone as fucked up and as unsettled as me, which isn't a great thing. But, like, my chick has kind of done the career she's wanted to do for, like, 20-plus years. And I don't want to speak so much for you, Will, but I'll speak for Michael. I think it's a struggle for people like you and me who are, like, you know, someone's like, well, what do you want to do? It's like, I don't know. I wish I were on SNL 15 years ago. I wish I'd done UCB in 1999. Like, what do you want me to say here? Like, I am doing a job that isn't in line with my fucking goals and my dreams. I work to put money on the table, but now I work so fucking much and I'm old and I'm too tired to want to do any of my air quotes dreams after the fucking workday. So now I just put money in a pile that grows and don't do shit with it. And now you're throwing a fucking kid on top of this, and I'm going to want to do comedy even more because of the fucking kid who's going to vampire out the last of my free time and my willpower. Like, fuck this. So it's a real clash of, like, world views, I guess. You know, someone who seems like they're getting the last little puzzle piece, and you're like, I bang you when I feel horny for banging you, which isn't much because we've been together a lot and I'm a guy and I'm hardwired to be a piece of shit. I literally would rather jerk off to the word strange pussy than sex with my girl.
Wait, what? I'm getting lost here. So what's the difference between you before before the pregnancy and post?
I mean, I think I don't know. Like, I don't have a great answer for you because I am either very content with my life or I am in a deep, deep depression that I cannot recognize.
That feels like contentment.
That feels like contentment. Yeah. Like, I'm sleeping okay. Yeah. My appetite is fine. I'm not thinking of playing the shotgun harmonica, to quote ONA. but at the same time, up until I did that comedy show out of nowhere last night. Like, I just haven't given a fuck really about comedy anymore, which Will has gone through something similar, because Will, I don't know if I've said this enough, Will was like inspiring to me when we were kids.
Why?
I first talked to, because you never got caught high and I did. No. When we were kids, we both talked like a big game about like wanting to do music. And I took like the snare drum in band, but I never like practiced the drum outside of band. And I had music lessons that my parents wasted their money on because I never rehearsed for them. Will, meanwhile, got a guitar and fucking played this thing like it had cocaine in the strings, like all day, every day. And he focused like a madman on music. And he went to a college in L.A. to pursue music. Admittedly, my dad dying kind of fucked us all up. Him so more than me, because at least I had a couple normal college years. Will didn't. Then he like ultimately quits college to again pursue like multiple bands. Like, I've seen Will perform at, like, for opening for Power Man 5000 and other like established metal acts and shit like that. I've seen him on real stages many times, while I was at this point, I'd pivoted to I want to do comedy, but was taking no concrete steps toward this. But Will now, I don't think you could fucking wave a wand, even if I was like, hey, do you want to be a famous musician? You'd be like, no, I'm fucking done with music. I hate music.
Oh, I'm 41. I mean, I stopped doing that over a decade ago when I was 30, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it didn't happen. It's almost like that fucking Dandy Don quote on King of the Hill. Like,
oh.
Didn't happen, never will, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
I mean, it's just like, because, you know, growing up, when I was young, like playing, it's like, you don't want to be like the old guy who thinks he's going to make it. It's just like,
you don't,
you know, and which isn't to say like you can't get any enjoyment out of life. So it's like, you know, one thing, you know, talk about like shit I'm successful at. It's like, well, okay, well, I'm always successful at things I do by myself. So it's like you're talking about just learning the guitar, you know, being in bands with other people, you know, a lot of shit that held me back was like dealing with four or five other people and their personalities and their schedules and, you know, all that shit. And, you know, how dedicated are they? And the same thing. So it's like, I work alone. I live alone. You know, I work out alone. It's like, I kind of do everything by myself. Cause it's like, all right, well, I started a business by myself and like, fortunately, I've, you know, been pretty successful with that. And it's cause again, it's like, well, if I want to work 7 days a week, whatever, then that's what I do. I don't have like a girlfriend or other people in my business telling me not to do that shit. Or the same thing, if I want to go to the gym for 3 hours a day, I do it. I don't have anyone telling me, no, you can't.
Yeah.
When I was with my ex, best believe that was a fucking problem. God forbid I did anything for myself.
See, I like to live that way, and I did.
I mean, I live like a Peter fucking Pan. It's nothing to aspire to.
I mean, I did throughout my 30s, but I think the other side of that coin was like, I always, and I don't think you feel this way, I always had like women, online women really, for a lot of those 30s, filling in the gaps. Like, but, and it ties into what you were saying about the convenience of like, I would live like Will described. If I had locked calls, I'd do them because I had no like woman in my life saying, you can't do this right now. Like, I skipped a call earlier today because Kelly wanted to walk. And I was like, fuck it. To be fair, as a shit customer, but whatever. But I would live kind of like Will, and then I'd have like this harem of online women to do the Michael thing with, where I'd suddenly be like, missed you. And they'd be like, oh, really? And be like, yeah, what are you wearing right now? And then, like, I'd fucking get a few nudes out of them, a little dirty talk. I'd beat my meat and fucking be done with it. And then, like...
No, I did that, too. And then I met my ex, and we were together for, you know, 5 years. And then, you know, single for a while. I'd go through a bunch of shit. Obviously, like, the breakup. And then I almost lost my fucking hand in a car accident. And then COVID and all that shit. And then, you know, kind of sort of dated someone after that. And then just... I don't know. I'm at the point now where it's like, you know, I was kind of joking with you before, but really, especially with those, it's like, I can't even fake it anymore. It's like, I don't give a shit what your sister's names are. I don't care what your sister's kids' names are. Like, I've done it so many fucking times. Like, I don't have enough gas in the tank to do it anymore. Like, just to meet someone new and be like, oh, what do you do for me? I can't. I just don't fucking care.
That's funny because I feel for me, maybe one, I hadn't dated in a long time. So when I was out on the market, however briefly, I didn't mind.
Well, you also lost a bunch of weight. And I've noticed that when people like lose weight, they kind of like go nuts.
Yeah.
It's like, I imagine it's like, okay, yeah, well, I felt unattractive or whatever for this long. And now yeah. like, I'm feeling good about myself, which is good. I mean, people exactly, should feel yeah. good about themselves. And it's like, yeah, you
unless they
go
don't
ham.
Deserve it.
But yeah, I've noticed that like with, you know, my other friend, like I used to, who used to live with me and Laura.
Yeah.
He did the same thing. He really lost weight, cut his hair, like changed his clothes and like, you know, started getting on these fucking apps. And I was like fucking around. It's like, hey, good for you.
Yeah. I, Michael, maybe you can, you know, back me up here. The names and learning people's stories thing, to me, it always was just like getting your get in improv. I didn't mind it. I'd be like, oh, what's your sister's name in this scene? You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Oh,
like,
you mean learning about getting to know someone?
Yeah.
Learning the person?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, I used to be like an expert in that shit too. Because I mean, for like work or whatever, mm-hmm. I can get along with whoever, bullshit with whoever, like turn mm-hmm. on when I want to. But I think also what messed me up is the chick I was seeing like before you and your girlfriend got together, like, I'd known her for a while before we slept together.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it turned out to be a complete fucking mess, but, like I realized like I'd never really been friends with any, I've fucked a lot of women in my life. I've been friends with like two. And that was weird. I was like you were kind of describing how it's like, cause I didn't find her that physically attractive. I was like, oh, I really like this person
yeah.
and care about this person.
Yes. Yeah.
And like, that was like the first time I'd experienced that since like high school. Otherwise it's always like, oh, I think you're hot, you want to fuck me, cool, I guess we love each
yeah,
other.
Yeah,
that's my definition.
I mean,
of love.
No,
you're hot and you want to suck my dick.
Yeah, I've very much been in the same, and the
and you're shallow, how you don't realize it.
Yeah, you feel thing. Like crazy infatuation.
It's like, oh, like, I'm not shallow. It's like, yeah, you kind of fucking are.
Yeah.
It's like, you love, you say you love this woman because she has big tits, a skinny waist, and like big eyes. Or whatever your things are.
Yeah.
She wears glasses.
No,
whatever the fuck it is.
Those are good things. You need to... those
no,
are my things.
Are all very, that's spot on.
Yeah.
Seinfeld has a good line about dating.
I fucked a 17-year-old and got away with it.
Shoshana had skinny... I fucked up.
Lowenstein, I turned her to Blowenstein.
Hey.
You ever notice black pussy looks like a wallet?
He said, what is it?
Oh, God. His fucking
dating
ex,
is what?
His ex quoted what I think you're about to say.
Dating is a lot of acting fascinated.
Oh, no, he didn't. She said, you're Allison, my former roommate, and she was like, someone asked him how he knew his wife was the one. He's like, oh, she's like the person I missed when she was gone, basically. But dating is a lot of acting fascinated. It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you have a sibling? That's crazy.
Yeah.
How did that happen? All ears.
Like I said, I mean, that's almost the same as like, you know, don't marry the person you can live with. Marry the person you can't live without. But it's like, you know,
live without anyone.
Exactly. I've felt that way about at least two women. Where the fuck are they?
Yeah, exactly. Fucking,
I haven't seen or spoken to one in like 20 years. The other I haven't seen or spoken to in like 5 years.
Yeah, fuck that. Where is Maureen? You don't know?
In California. Actually, she hit me up on Facebook out of the blue when I was with the other one.
How many fucking kids is that Irish baby maker shit out?
Like four, and I don't think she's custody of any of them. It's like the same as her mom.
Single and ready to mingle. That's
history
what
repeats itself.
She has four kids and she doesn't have custody of any of them?
I don't think so. I didn't get the impression that she did.
Yeah, and that was the deal with her mom, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like the dad kind of...
We are just so doomed.
And then
a similar
thing happened with my other ex that I was with for 5 years. Like, her ex-husband had custody of her two kids for a while and they came and lived with us.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't a young John Connor say that in Terminator. We're not going to make it, are we? that's how I feel about humanity. Like, every fucking piece of trash is like, I'm not going to be like my mom and dad. I never do that. And then these pieces of shit are exactly
you
like
are
their
your
mom.
Parents. I mean, yeah. How the fuck can you not be?
Yeah, that's fucking a line from Dune. What is the son but an extension of the father? That's all we are.
Like, I mean, hopefully it's like you learned, like you said, with therapy, you recognize like
therapy is the
behaviors.
Only thing, because they fucking get under the hood and screw with you, like just challenge your every belief. They just let you talk, and then they're like, okay, don't you see how some of that maybe sort of could be wrong? And at first you're like, no. And eventually you're like, you mean not all women are the devil? Like my mother? Okay. Yeah. No, therapy's fucking great.
That's why I was never really into it. It's like, I mean, this could be the same as fucking therapy. It's just like talking to people.
I mean, I guess. You did, it's more the time involved. And like, it's just you having to talk to someone. Like, they don't do a lot of talking.
Right, exactly.
Unless you have a shit therapist. Oh, I hate a shit therapist where you can't get in a word in edgewise. It's like, it's my hour, motherfucker. What am I... Fucking, they're supposed to be almost mute. Like, just prompting you along.
That's kind of been my experience, but... I don't know, like, the one guy, like, mom talked to, like... I kind of liked him. He seemed a bit more proactive.
JR?
Yeah.
Fucking our mom's therapist who claims he broke his penis and then could no longer see her as a therapist because he was nursing a broken penis. I was like, is he just trolling at this point? He's like, he's a great guy. That was an old gay dude. And he's just like, I think he's like, my husband broke my dick or something like that. Like, I'm not kidding. This sounds like I'm fucking making a joke.
He literally
got a long text thread from our mother saying, like, JR says he can't see us anymore because he broke his dick. By the way, he worked at the same practice as the therapist that I fucking humped.
Wow.
Yeah. So he'd always be like, hey... Well, you know, he'd be like, man, you know, it'd be good to see you. Why haven't you come around in a while? I'd be like, my ex/ex-therapist is there? I don't know.
But, no, I've had women riding me. It's like they fly off temporarily, and, like, luckily they fly back on. Because, like, okay, yeah. This thing moves by, like, a centimeter, and you hit pelvic bone.
Yeah, it looks like Trump's ear.
So, yeah, it's like, you're in fucking trouble. And then you change that to a dude who weighs more?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, that's some real dick breaking.
Yeah, I mean, goddamn, you hit someone's coccyx with your erect penis.
Yeah. Coccyx. Oh, God. Ugh, pour one out for JR's dick. Well, shit. We got anything else to say or wrap it up?
End on the broken penis bit.
Yeah.
We ain't topping that.
End on your therapist's broken dick.
Ugh. Well, Michael, Will, this is a pleasure. We'll do another in like a week or two.
Yeah, man.
Sounds good.
All righty. Later.